a lot of public have questions about the Woodlawn redevelopment. Can you talk to what is happening there? Maybe talk about it turning into a rehabilitation and treatment facility?
Sure. So as the public, as your listeners may be aware, late last fall, after the Woodlawn did make its sale and closed its operations, and first I would like to thank the Woodlawn and the Del Casa family for a legacy of culinary experience and tourism destination, you know, really a hallmark for a very long time in the Cobourg community. And, you know, they were ready to, I believe they were ready, obviously, to sell the building. And the new proponents or the owners of the site, which is the Canadian Center for Addictions, which I think it's important to note, run a similar operation in a heritage home on Dorset Street in Port Hope. I believe they've been there for 5 to 7 years. But just to wrap that all up, Planning Department has received a resubmission from the applicant, so Canadian Center for Addictions, for the rezoning at 420 Division Street, which is formerly the Woodlawn Inn, in response to the initial circulation and the public meeting that occurred in fall 2020. And as listeners will know, that this was a proposal to establish an addiction rehabilitation facility at the property. Now, the public engagement last year was statutory requirements, as the proponent is applying for a zoning bylaw amendment so that they can operate a rehabilitation facility on the site. And currently where the project is at is it's with staff and the technical team as they are reviewing the information with the proponent as well as the consultants who are undertaking a review of rehabilitation treatment facilities as part of the comprehensive zoning bylaw update. So a deep breath, and what does that mean? I know that's a lot of planning and technical language, but it's I think there's two moving parts here for listeners to be reminded of. One is the town will be publishing a comprehensive zoning bylaw later this spring, early spring, hopefully. And within that, council gave direction to staff to do a mini study or a comprehensive review that's specifically looking at rehabilitation treatment facilities. So defining what this type of facility is, where proper locations and land use in the town are. So while this project can still move ahead through the planning requirements, we are doing our due diligence by also connecting with the consultant to ensure that our review is coinciding with this additional study through the comprehensive zoning bylaw update. I can't give a concrete deadline as to when council can expect to receive the staff report around the zoning bylaw amendment request for 420 Division Street. But if anyone really wants to stay in touch with the developments of this project, as I can appreciate, it's an important project. It's a sensitive project. The best thing to do is to email clerk@cobourg.ca with the subject line 420 Division Street and just ask the clerk to add you to the list of citizens who would like to receive updates and communication as it pertains to the development of this project.
Okay, so I think with that, I think my follow-up question needs to be, like, has there been concerns from the public so far about the redevelopment of this project?
I think there's been really important dialogue on the topic of the rezoning of 420 Division Street, as well as another site in Cobourg. I think there's a lot of public education that the proponent and the town has to do around a safe space that is a rehabilitation facility. You know, this isn't a harm reduction site. It's not a safe injection site. It's not a homeless shelter. It's not an emergency care center. This is a private fee-for-service treatment center that folks that have the means to fund direct under one roof care is it's private rehabilitation care, essentially. What we did learn from the public engagement, so both an open meeting, an open house meeting that was hosted by the planning consultant for 420 Division Street, and then what we also heard at the town statutory public meeting are a few things. Yes, the 420 Division Street is zoned district commercial, and they are asking for the zoning bylaw amendment so that the facility could operate 18 rooms and host up to 40 people, including support staff. Now, that maximum capacity would obviously have to be monitored and reviewed pending public health, the pandemic, and whatever current, you know, institutional restrictions are in place. And I know that the proponent is hand in hand with public health on that and practicing such safe care as well at their site in Port Hope. I think other concerns around this was safety, the mobility of residents, impact on the surrounding neighborhood. And because this the facility will have its own security, residents are on site. They're not allowed to leave the premises. To my understanding, there's quite heightened safety and residence measures in place to assure a fulsome rehabilitation experience for the residents, for the people with lived experience seeking care, and then for the neighborhood to feel safe. I can't say that there was any outright objection to it. I think with most things, once people have a chance to hear and learn a little bit more about the project and how it fits into the community, folks for the most part are more understanding and aware. But obviously there's those that don't feel that such an institution has a place in Coburg. And then, you know, we hear a lot from family members who have loved ones who are suffering from addiction, or we have people with lived experience as well who have come forward and said, if this type of facility was available in my community, I could have sought care a lot faster and closer to home. And I'll just close that long comment on, I think it's important in speaking with counselors from Port Hope, you know, there's very, very few concerns that have come out. They are a good neighbor. A lot of counselors and residents aren't even aware that there was such an operation on Dorset Street. And through conversations with our own police services, you know, there's been very few to minimal police incidences related to the facility. So I know there's some questions around the accreditation of the owner, and they've committed to providing that additional support or information in a memo back to staff as part of their review. But again, cautious concerns, but also an overwhelming vocal support for this much needed type of care in every community, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much for that update on the Woodlawn. That's great. Or 420 Division Street, I should say. That is a wonderful update, and we really do appreciate you taking the time to let our listeners know what's going on there, because I think it's been a big question, and like I said, we have to answer those questions. So with that, is there anything that you wanted to add on any of those subjects?
Jenny, I just think, first of all, I always appreciate you taking the time to reach out and engage with me. It's really a direct opportunity to connect with your listeners, and any education we can do to help without, you know, central points of news or information gathering. Sometimes communication can get disrupted or disconnected, and I really just encourage any of your listeners. I'd like to think I have an open line of communication. My phone number is 905-269-5637, and a good old-fashioned phone call to your local counselor can go a long way in A, me hearing your concerns, and B, me in turn helping to answer any questions that you may have about a specific development project.
Well, thank you for always making yourself available as well. We really do appreciate it. It's always nice to get an update.